News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We want to turn to those extraordinary comments and subsequent U-turn made by Finian McGrath, the junior minister who sits at Cabinet. Basically, in an interview with the Sunday Independent, the minister implied members of the force were trying or had an agenda to discredit the government by the way they went about breathalysing motorists, and he called on the Garda Commissioner to depoliticise the situation. Extraordinary comments. We'll talk about the politics of it in a moment. But Kieran, you wanted to say something about specifically what he had to say about drink driving.
Yeah, the idea that tackling drink driving in the morning after, that it's somehow unfair. Like, the minister is perpetuating an idea that isn't held by just kind of a few outliers out there. It's quite widely held, actually. Certainly outside Dublin, where I live, it is something you hear repeated again and again, that the guards are essentially just kind of trying to slyly catch people out the morning after to boost their arrest numbers. They just do this to make the figures look better. And people make this argument without, as I said earlier, the slightest sense of how idiotic they sound, because it is an idiotic argument. The guards are running these checkpoints in the mornings because people are over the limit in the mornings. It is not rocket science. If the guards were out there and not finding one person over the limit, they wouldn't be running the checkpoints. They would happily do something else. The idea that you can be half cut and still drive because you've had a couple of hours sleep, that the people who are convinced of that illogic, and they've been texting in this morning, getting in touch with us here on the show on 53106, they now think that they have a government minister on their side. Finally, someone is talking sense for the plain people of rural Ireland who like to have a few pints and then, you know, possibly mow someone down on the road.
Yeah, there's also the politics of what Finian McGrath had to say. I thought it was extraordinary for a minister who sits in Cabinet to make such an allegation, such a suggestion against An Garda Síoc Chónaithe. Interesting, when he apologised for his comments, he tweeted last night, he stood by his right to raise any concerns our citizens may have. And it just struck me, in those seven words, it sums up the problem with the Independent Alliance, because all they do is raise concerns, however groundless they are, of the people in their constituencies. There's no filter, there's no leadership, there's a lack of nous, there's a lack of political maturity, there's, most importantly, a lack of appreciation of the responsibility of being in government and what comes with that, being suited off. So you have, you know, John Halligan gone off on a, you know, that crazy run about North Korea, Shane Ross, various controversies, Finian McGrath talking about the against the HPV vaccine, insisting there should be no more than four stories in any building in his constituency, even though his constituency is virtually in the centre of Dublin. Like, they forget their ministers and they want to have it everywhere. And I don't see how Finian McGrath can continue to sit at Cabinet when he has expressed views like that about An Garda Síoc Chónaithe.
Well, do you know what unquestioningly repeats the views of constituents? Tape recorders. That's literally what he is, a tape recorder.
Yeah.
You tell me and I'll tell them.
An echo chamber. Well,
yeah, without any filter whatsoever. But your point about sitting at Cabinet, like if this was a Fine Gael minister or junior minister or super junior, which is what Finian is, sitting at the Cabinet table, would they still be in a job, or would their days be numbered?
Well, firstly, I don't think a Fine Gael minister would ever be stupid enough to say something like this, naive enough to say something like this. I just don't think it would happen. And if it did, I don't think they would survive. I don't think they would be a cabinet minister or a junior minister for long.
Let us know your views on this. Should Finian McGrath go? Should his days be numbered because of this? Text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cent, or tweet us at BreakfastNT.
Okay, let's stay with this story now, because we are joined by Leo Leo, a member of the Irish Road Victims Association, whose daughter Marissa was killed in a hit and run incident. We're also joined by Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rural Link. Leo, I might start with you. What did you make of Finian McGrath's comments, and particularly his comment that breathalysing time should be between 12 midnight and 2 a.m.?
Well, I echo everything that your last caller has just said, but I find it unbelievable that a government minister can come out with such absolutely ridiculous statements like that. One, from 12 o'clock to 2 a.m., there's no such things as nightclubs anymore, no? They're in, say, up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And driving over the limit the following morning is putting their own lives and other people's lives at risk.
Yeah, what's your message to people? And we have had people texting in here this morning saying, you know, it's ridiculous breathalyzing people on their way to mass the next morning, or dropping their kids to school the next morning. They've had a few hours of sleep. It's shooting fish in a barrel kind of thing. What's your take on that?
My take on that is what's more important than the lives of their children, or the inconvenience of being delayed a few minutes to get into school or getting the kids to school or going to mass in the morning. 41% of all fatalities occur on a Sunday morning, in the early hours between 10 and 5 a.m. in the morning. I don't like giving stats on that there, but 10% of all drink driving and motorcycle alcohol-related deaths occur between 8 and 11 a.m. in the morning. It's to criticise the Gardaí for enforcing a law that's there to protect people's lives, to protect their children, to protect the lives of the innocent, is just absolutely ridiculous. And for ministers to say such things, it's putting people's lives at risk, because it sounds like they're condoning people drinking and driving, that the law is unfair. And that's sending out mixed messages to people, and they shouldn't be doing that. They should be getting behind the law. It's 600 people every week being arrested on suspicion of drink driving. Something has to be done. And it just proves that the laws are not strict enough. They should be even stricter.
Okay, just, I know you're not a politician. I don't know if you want to enter the political arena, so to speak. But I do wonder, do you think it's tenable for a government minister to stay as someone who sits at cabinet after making comments like that?
Absolutely not. I'm no politician. I'm just a father and a member of the Irish Road Victims Association. And we've all just lost children. None of us are politicians or intend to be politicians.
Of course.
We just campaign to try and save people's lives, just prevent other families going through what we went through. And for a minister to come out and say something like that, he shouldn't be working where he is. He should resign or be sacked.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, Leo Leo there, member of the Irish Road Victims Association. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Seamus Boland, the CEO of the Irish Rural Link, joins us now. Seamus, you believe there is a problem here and that not enough is being done to help those in rural Ireland. Tell us where you're coming from.
Yeah, well, where Irish Rural Link are coming from, because our tagline is sustainable rural communities. We want rural communities fully functioning, with people living in them, not people leaving them, and we want the sort of services. Remember, over 40% of the population live in rural areas. We want the kind of services that are needed to be delivered. So therefore, we're continually advocating for that. In terms of this particular crisis, look, the last gentleman is correct in terms of the stats, and Irish Rural Link have always said that you cannot have drink driving on the roads. Most people, most fatal accidents happen on rural roads. So, you know, you really can't go down the road of looking for any leeway here.
You've no problem, for example, with breath testing people the next morning, for example?
No, I don't have any problem at all. The perception, I suppose, I'll come to that in a second. Let's be clear, and Irish Rural Link have always been clear, drink driving is a no-no, and especially on rural roads. Rural roads are actually more dangerous than anywhere, and you really have to have your full faculties and your full judgment correct.
No argument there.
We've never, ever argued. But we do articulate a perception out there, and the perception, particularly around the implementation of the last drinking laws, was that it was all stick and no carrot. For example, the reality is rural transport is in dire order. We have the brilliant services done by Local Link, which do their best, but they're the Cinderella of transport in this country, and they've a long way to go. And every time, you know, people in rural areas are faced with more restrictions, they have to figure out what way transport is going to be organised, and there's not many options.
Okay, so what do you want to see done? Because, you know, we'd all like to see great public transport everywhere, but we have the most diverse population, thinly spread population in Western Europe. It's probably not feasible to have public transport for every community in the country.
No, but it is feasible if you look at the way Local Link has even done, which is, I think is very community based. I think it's about looking at that model. It's about bringing in, for example, the vintners, bringing in a whole range of stakeholders in local areas, and figuring out through a mix of initiatives like maybe lower VRT on vehicles, like, you know, bringing in the community stakeholders to organise a transport system that works locally and linked to the local link if that's possible. We're not doing a kind of a systematic approach to transport. Irish transport tends to be organised from A to B. It's never, as in rural areas,
okay,
the venues and the distances are different, and you have to organise it that way.
Just finally, what is your views, though, on what Finn McGrath had to say?
Irish Rolling certainly doesn't get into the political field. Look, I think he withdrew the remarks last night. They were strange remarks. That's as much as I'll say there.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Seamus Boland, CEO of Irish Rolling. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.